What's up, Nino Knights? Welcome to another entertainment edition with Rosencho Perez. Rosencho, man, we're knocking these out. We're knocking these shows out. They're fun, and they're definitely a break from all the craziness. But today we're going to talk a little bit about Kamala. We're going to talk about the celebrities being activated like I always do. All assets are deployed. The celebrities getting behind Kamala. Which ones are getting behind Trump? I mean, this is getting nuts. Hollywood is divided, but we all know it's 80, 90% liberal. So we know the majority of celebrities are going with Kamala on this. Just like I've said in my shows previous, that it's going to get crazy. The hype is here. Rosangel, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to... Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here on Nino's Corner, and hello to your audience. That is just wonderful.
And remember, Los Angeles worked for MTV, VH1. Who else?
BET.
BET.
And I also did little gigs for like the Latin Grammys and stuff like that. So,
you know what you're talking about when it comes to the entertainment hype, and that's why I brought you on. We both have the same kind of political perspective views. Which is not right or left. It's just being awake, folks. That's just what this is. It may seem like we're talking more about conservative stuff here, but we're really just trying to wake people up to what is really going on in this fifth generational war. So let's get started, Los Angeles. First of all, I want to talk about Elon Musk. He has become like the ultimate fact checker to MSM. So when you look, and God bless him, man. Like, you know, I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out with Elon, only because he wears a Baphomet costume in his profile pic, which, you know, says a lot to me. But hey, I got to say, he's doing some good things here. He says CBS lies about Trump lying. So we know the mainstream media is going to go all in on against Trump, all in for Kamala. We got to be smarter than them. We got to be one step ahead of them because they're going to push all their money into this. It says Trump falsely accuses Harris of donating to Minnesota Freedom Fund, bailing out dangerous criminals. And then Elon Musk says, CBS lies about Trump lying. So he's holding them accountable, right, Rosangel?
He's holding them accountable. People don't like it. And I have to say, I have my questions about him too. But he has done such great for people who are here, you know, trying to get truths out, different perspectives, trying to inspire people to ask more questions and really see the bigger picture. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the distractions. And look, I'm in different circles. A lot of people think that talking about entertainment is a waste of time, but you forget that the majority of the people, that's the language. I've tried to tell this to many people. I've been in rooms with lawyers and people who are really, they speak and they're very intelligent, but their mouth is full of jargon and most people do not understand, cannot connect with those messages. And, you know, they are positioning Kamala Harris. They're marketing her very well and she's raised a lot of money. And let's see what happens. It's sending a chill, I think, in some people. And I really hope that this activates humans to just, we can't be sitting on our buns at home. Whatever that means to you. Some people believe in the voting system and some people don't, but get active.
And here we see the phone call of Obama endorsing Kamala. And now, folks, remember, nobody wanted her. She is the last ditch effort. Remember, they had three tries at Trump. They tried to cancel him. They tried to arrest him. And then you know what happened the last time? We all know. So this is the last ditch effort. Kamala is the last ditch effort. They're throwing all their money into her. So Netflix is now backing her, which I am now going to, me personally, Rosangel, I'm going to cancel my Netflix. I'm doing that today. That's going to be a big move for me, although I can never find anything worth the shit on there. But hold on. Here's the phone call.
Kamala.
Hello. Hi.
Hey there.
Aw, hi. You're both together.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my.
Ugh. That is a cringe. That is, I don't know. That is so fake, so orchestrated, so rehearsed. And I would think people are tired of that by now. You know, I would think people are just tired of this Tinseltown fake garbage. But it looks like, I mean, it's going to work on a lot of people, and they're going to get a lot of celebrities to back Kamala. More so, this is going to be bigger than Hillary.
It's looking like it. I'm hearing the murmurings in different circles. There are people who are, you know, in the consciousness spaces, and they predict that she will be president, and that America better get ready. And they're also putting pressure on different communities of color who are pro, you know, black
and
brown.
Who's
efforts.
Saying this? Who's saying this in the consciousness? Who's saying that that she's going to be president? Because I completely reject that. Mm-hmm. Who's saying this?
Well, I'm not going to utter it myself, because the other day I got in trouble when I made another, like, is this is going to happen? And the people was like, please don't put that out in the sphere. You could try to almost make it real. So I'm going to save it for here.
Yeah.
Because
well,
it triggers me.
I'm going to tell you right now. there's going to be a lot of things that happen, but that ain't it. That ain't it. And hey, you've seen my bets on YouTube. I'm winning a lot of bets. I'm like a 90 percentile, man. I'm like batting good. I'm going to say that there's going to be a pause. A lot of things are going to happen. But this isn't going the conventional route, folks. Not in my mind. But let's get to some other celebrity gossip here. Charlamagne
is back.
All right. What's going on here? He endorses Kamala. Obviously, that's no surprise to me. He was mm-hmm. acting like he was waking up and he was having all these revelations. And then he goes to sleep. And it's a who else with Kamala?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've done refresh my mind about Charlamagne the God. And he said that he campaigned for her and he believes in her. And in the video, recent video, he came out and endorsed her officially. But they have a history in which he has challenged her in the things that you know, she has said, including the big argument in December 2021 when, you know, she asked who was really
about. There's one simple dental hack anyone can do to rebuild.
Angela, already conservatives are making comments aimed at Vice President Kamala Harris's race. Listen to what Republican Congressman Tim Burchett told CNN today.
Biden said, first off, he said he's going to hire a black female for vice president. And that not he just skipped over. What about white females? What about any other group? It just when you go down that route, you take mediocrity. And that's what they have right now.
What about qualifications? Why does it have to be about diversity? Why can't we have qualifications in the highest levels of the government? What happened to qualifications? This is crazy to me.
I was a vice president.
So are you suggesting she was a DEI hire?
100%. She was a DEI hire.
Angela, what's your reaction to that?
My reaction to that is DEI didn't earn it unless you're talking about legacy admissions and some of the trust funds that many of those members of Congress have. What you have in Kamala Harris is someone who was not only a county prosecutor, a state attorney general for California, a statewide elected United States senator, and now the vice president. I don't know about you, Jake, but for the track record for most of our vice presidents, she's pretty much on par. So I would.
I cannot believe these people, man. Mockingbird. I cannot.
And this is what
believe.
People are listening to. This is what they believe. They hear this. They hear about her credentials. They hear right-wing talking points, and they are looking at them very easily like the white devil. So one of my warnings to conservative media is, what's the goal here? To out-meme or to get the point across and unify?
I would argue that it is, in fact, not mediocre. What is showing in this clip is this man's racism. It's very clear that he...
There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. Wow. Let's go back up here for a second. Veep surges in viewership as people note similarities to Kamala Harris. What is this about?
Oh, well, this is a series in which Julia Louis-Dreyfus plays a vice president. And there's lots of similarities, including the way Kamala Harris and her character speaks. I apologize. Right, I'm learning lessons here.
So this person said, tell us about that.
As you may have seen on Today News, I went from 195 to 140 in just a matter of weeks. But how did I do it? I've never revealed this.
Right, my fellow Americans, words have many meanings, and sometimes instead of conveying our meaning, they can suggest other meanings.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, we are the United States of America because...
That's the same way they were pushing Celine Dion in that commercial. They're not our children. You know, this is the same type of rhetoric.
We are united. And we are states.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Whatever we have in store cannot be known. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Obesity is a serious disease, and it needs to be taken seriously.
You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
I hope that clarifies the issue, and this can be the...
Oh, this is agonizing to watch. Agonizing.
Agonizing. So one little tidbit that I'd like to offer the community, right? When I was in the industry, I have friends who, whenever Kamala Harris' name would come up, and this is when she was a senator, they would speak with her about her with a lot of fondness, and the things that they would specifically cite was her articulation abilities. Isn't that interesting? That.
Yeah.
So another little nugget that I found interesting when I was watching Charlamagne Tha God in that December 2021 interview.
Yeah.
In which he's challenging her, is that the first couple of minutes, she's giving her like political answers. And then at one point, somebody who is recording, like in charge of the recording of that, you know, making it like facilitating the recording on Kamala Harris's end, interrupts the recording and makes it seem to Charlamagne like there's an interruption. Sorry, she can't hear you. And Charlamagne sits back and he's like, oh, she can hear me. I know she can hear me. I know Madam Vice President can hear me. And then she sits there really quietly and you don't know what's going to come out. And next thing you know, her response is sharp. It's articulate. I'm not saying whether or not we agree with it, but what was interesting to note is Charlamagne's response is, that's the Kamala I know. That's the Kamala I know. Where has she been? Of course, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but this is, I think, the big surprise from where I come from. And whenever her name was spoken, her name was always spoken with someone who had great articulation skills. So I'm baffled.
I don't see that. I think they're just pushing that out there in the media to get, because people, what they hear is what they repeat. And what they believe, you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. So that's, they're just pushing that out there. They probably get talking points on what to say. And so this is just stuff they're saying. I mean, this is what we're battling, folks, right here. This is what we're up against. This is it. The big machine.
I'm going to run. Oh. POTUS is leaving. He's not going to run for a second term. I'm going to run.
I am proud to be America's first straight female president.
Did Veep and the Simpsons predict Kamala Harris's presidential run?
You have a great knack for predicting the future on that show.
Look how everyone's just clamoring to her now. All of Hollywood. This is Hollywood's answer. Hollywood's savior. Just like I said it would be. Before any of this happened, man, I called this. This is so aggravating. It's so predictable. It's unbelievable.
We really have. I like to joke that they have a crystal ball in the middle of the writer's table. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so great, and it is uncanny.
The uncanny connections coming as President Joe Biden announced he's stepping down from the 2024 presidential election and fully endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris.
There should be no question. No question about it.
My favorite Harris memes are all the Veep clips that are making the rounds. You know, the HBO show really foreshadowed some of.
So we're looking at Obama 2.0 here. Seems we really like are. This is going to be dangerous, folks. Wow. This is just getting crazier and crazier by the day, isn't it, Rosangel?
Yeah, I mean, nothing like having old series increase back in their viewership. It's
what
it's
is this career trajectory made for TV? Veep viewers up 350%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All because
look to see what the differences and comparisons and similarities are.
Entertainment data company Luminate reports viewership for the hit HBO show exploded, jumping from 486K minutes watched on Sunday to 2.2 million minutes on Monday, an increase of 350%. Wow. Jeez, man.
She's already making money.
Man, oh, man. The devil's got tricks, huh? Now it says here, Cardi B, Charlie XCX, Barbara Streisand, more celebs endorse Kamala Harris for president. Hollywood leaders Kerry Washington, Josh Gad, and Sherry Lee Ralph also share their support for Harris after Biden bowed out of the 2024 election. So, you know, I've been told this is the direction we wanted to take them. This is where we wanted them to go. But I've had many guests on my show talk about that this is the move we want them. We want them tied to Biden. Well, he opted out. He's out now, and now we got this monster that they're creating. This is just insanity.
Well, something that I'm perplexed about, Nino, is, you know, the way the announcement of Biden came through social media, the fact that his own staffers found out through X, if I'm not mistaken. The fact that even the Obamas would endorse via a phone call. Why wouldn't we see their faces? Where are they? This perplexes me. An endorsement this big. I'm sorry. This raises questions to me.
I agree. And just like I said, they're all being activated now. They're all going to hit their social media. They're all going to hit the influencers. They're all going to get behind this and go all in. George Clooney, look at him. Of course, he's Harris and Trump's biggest. It's not about celebrities, man. This is about America. This is about America, not celebrities. I just, Harris and Trump's biggest celebrity endorsements, Clooney, Hulk Hogan, and more. Celebrity voices have entered the 2024 presidential race in a variety of ways in recent weeks, and some of the biggest names in Hollywood have left a particular candidate in the hopes of moving the needle this November. Olivia Rodrigo, stop Donald Trump's extreme abortion bans. Oh my gosh. George Clooney, Barbara Streisand, Hulk Hogan, that's for Trump, Kid Rock for Trump, Dana White for Trump. I mean, this is not about a country, folks. This is about the world, about humanity, where humanity is going to go. This is so serious. People have no idea, man. Gosh, this is nerve-wracking.
It's annoying for sure.
Now explain this, Rosangel. What is this?
Well, they made her into Captain Kamala Harris America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Michael Steele, you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
And she's already on T-shirts and all.
Wow. Wow, they're sure going in, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And then this is this piques my curiosity, my conspiracy mind. Kim Kardashian munches on Cheetos, fronting GQ's annual Men of the Year issue, joining cover stars Jacob Elordi and Travis Scott. And so it's like she's dressed like an FBI agent or like a Secret Service, munching on Cheetos. To me, this was a, you know, this is how they put things out there ahead of the game, or they signal certain things. She's licking her lips like almost like job accomplished, right?
It's eerie. There's a couple of things that I've been contemplating this. I have to give a shout out to Jacob Israel 71. He's the one that brought this to the community's attention. And, you know, think about this, folks. This is a men's magazine.
Right, but and it doesn't show the whole cover. She's holding a bag of Cheetos, right?
I think if you go page down, you'll see it. If you look, yeah. If you go down, I think
Cheetos. Cheetle. There it is.
Kim Cheadle, she's looking, the reason she was on this magazine is because of her underwear, men's underwear promotion, if I'm not mistaken, right? But look at the way they dressed her. They have her holding a bag of Cheetos. When the whole thing about the attempt of Donald Trump happened, it was very obvious, a big question, when they saw a few women, Secret Service agents that were a lot shorter, if they were the right people for the job. So this cover to me has a lot of symbolism, right? Remember that Kim K, father was woman of the year for Vogue magazine. And it's almost like, there's almost like an opposite here where she's featured in the issue of Men of the Year on a men's magazine. So a lot of gender blurring, the pushing, and then another thing that Jacob pointed this out, he was like, look, it's really interesting, Kim Cheadle, if I'm not mistaken, was hired as the director of the Secret Service in 2022. This comes out in 2023. We know what happened on July 13th.
Yep.
She gets subpoenaed, right? Now she's testifying. She resigns. And like Jacob says, well, she was left holding like a bag of Cheetos. Like the bag was on her. The responsibility.
Right, right. You know what's crazy is I wonder how this is going to backfire. Everything they've tried on Trump has backfired. I'm curious to see how this Kamala thing backfires, man, because it's going to. Something's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's coming. I know it's coming. It's going to backfire on them so bad.
Try to find the purple sweet potato. They're the highest level of poly.
Always two. All right, let's get started here.
Welcome back to Tipping Point. I'm your host, Kara McKinney. A literal cow has been caught doing the impossible, standing on a slightly sloped roof. Someone quick called the Secret Service director, the one who argued that it was too dangerous for her guys to secure the roof that the shooter used on Saturday in Pennsylvania.
That's what she said, huh? And there's a cow on the slant. This is just, isn't everything just backfiring on them? That's why I'm saying this is everything that's happening with Kamala, folks. Mark my words. Mark it here. I'm batting pretty damn good. This is all going to backfire.
Because it had a slight slope to it. And yet, the roof that the Secret Service snipers used to take down the killer had a much more sloped roof than the one the shooter actually used, which makes no sense.
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof.
The roof, the roof, the roof is too slanted. The roof. The roof, the roof is too slanted. The roof, the roof, the roof is too slanted.
And that's what they're going on. The roof was slanted. That's why we didn't have the correct. Are you kidding me? That's just insanity, man. Folks, I hope you're learning something from this. I mean, we're going through each of these just outrageous headlines and calling them on their shit, really. I mean, this is just insane. And this one right here, I really wanted to get. I'm glad you brought this in here, Rose Angel. Sean Strickland. Now, this has been going around. I've been watching this. David Goggins, the Navy SEAL, obviously retired, former, whatever, you know, depending on how you want to phrase that. But Sean Strickland, UFC champ, has been clowning this guy, making fun of David Goggins, because David Goggins is kind of an inspirational type of guy. He makes a lot of videos that inspire people to work out, lose weight. I don't see anything wrong with it. But Sean Strickland, for some reason, is just calling him a clown, a joke. Well, obviously, Sean Strickland is it shows to me some level of insecurity. I don't know why he'd be clowning on David Goggins. David Goggins is helping people. But this has just gone so out of control. So out of control. It's just so Sean Strickland's on the right. David Goggins is on the left, depending on how you're looking at this. But the black man is David Goggins. Sean Strickland is the UFC champ, the white guy. And he just clowns on David Goggins. And he's calling him out and he's telling David Goggins, you know what? You think you're the baddest man out there? Come fight me then. Come to the gym and I'll destroy you. But what people don't understand is a Navy SEAL is a Navy SEAL. They're not fighter, hand-to-hand combat specialists like a professional UFC fighter or boxer. They are made for war. They're made to go to war with guns, bombs, grenades. It's different. It's different. I'd like to see Sean Strickland go do what David Goggins did. But Sean Strickland is saying, no. He's not a real, he doesn't really have any clout or credit even among the Navy SEALs. So this is where this gets kind of crazy. I'm going to go ahead and play it, all right?
You guys, let me explain to you why I make fun of David Goggins. He is a fraudulent man. He's an easy target. He's a fraud. Bro, you are so great at running down the street. You're not hard. You're not tough. You run, my man. Do you know why I know you're fraudulent? Because as I make fun of you and you post your little TikTok video, I'm a hard man. I'll show up. I'll handle this like a man. No, you won't, dude. I train at Extreme Couture. I'm easy to find. You live in Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas. Show up. Mitch showed up. Do you not know how to use GPS, my man? Do you not know how to get in your car? I'll tell you what, why don't you jog down? But you won't, dude, because you are a fucking fraud. You go on TikTok and you make these stupid videos. You are a fucking fraud. And that's why I make...
I just don't understand why he's getting on David Goggins. I think David Goggins is helping a lot of people. I don't understand why Sean Strickland feels so threatened at this, because that's what this is. Sean Strickland's just threatened by it. I mean, okay, yeah, you're a badass dude. You're a UFC fighter. But David Goggins is not a UFC fighter. He's a former Navy SEAL, and he's inspiring people to work out and demand better of themselves. That's the way I look at it. How do you see it, Rose Angel?
Yeah, I mean, you raise a good point. It's two different skill sets. You're being trained for two. It's very different approaches, mindset, you know. I think that we're getting in trouble where there's a lot of infighting in many pockets right now. And I don't understand why this is even a thing. And even the response, I mean.
Isn't it crazy how everybody's fighting right now? Doesn't it just seem like the whole world's on fire?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like it. And I don't know if it's because of social media or what it is, but everybody's calling somebody out. Everyone's arguing with somebody. It's just a mess.
Fun of you, and that's why you will never show up, because I will expose you. So just stay on fucking TikTok and keep fucking running, or man up and show up, which you won't.
All right, so I've been working on this for a couple of years. I had a great idea, and it took a while to get this waiver together. So you guys have to sign a waiver before this camp. So I have two camps coming up, but I won't worry about the second camp. The first camp is for all you out there that think I'm some big fake, some big phony, who's not out here putting in the grind, who's hating on me, all this stuff, who thinks it's just a 1 minute video, I'm running, stopping, going back home. Look, it's a 3 or 4 day camp, and it's gonna be full of, you know, running, rucking, swimming, weights, calisthenics, pull-ups, push-ups, a lot of different shit, all right? So all you out there who have run your mouth, make sure you tag those motherfuckers now. I know that you know them. Tag them, because this is your opportunity to show the world that you can fuck me up. I'm going to have camera crews out there. You make sure you bring your fucking camera crew out there, because you're going to want to get this on camera.
So it's two different things. Basically, Sean Strickland is an absolute machine at fighting, But, you know, David Goggins, he's not a UFC fighter. He's just a skilled Navy SEAL that works out hard and trains hard. And you got to give him credit for that. Is he 49 years old? I mean,
yeah, that's what he says.
I mean, why do you want to mess with this guy? He's doing the best he can in life. I don't understand the threat. I don't see the threat at all. It's like, let the guy do what he's doing. I think he's helping people.
Because a 49-year-old broke down, fucked up knees, fucked up body guy is going to put you through a camp that you think that you can fuck me up in, okay? So this is your opportunity. And Strickland, I haven't forgotten about your video. I hope I see you there also. You got to email me, the haters, at info@DavidGoggins, and I get the best haters of them all, 10 or 12 of you. Stay hard.
So basically he's saying that he just trains hard. He's not wanting, I don't think he's trying to fight Sean. Sean's saying, come fight me. David Goggins is saying, come train with me. It's two different things, right? I mean, come train with me. See if you get lost in my training camp. And Sean is saying, I don't want to do that. Come fight me. It's like, dude, of course you're going to kick David Goggins' ass. Of course you are. But David Goggins might beat you at David Goggins' camp. I mean, you get what I'm saying when it comes to training and doing what David Goggins does. It's two different things here. I have no doubt Sean Strickland can beat the crap out of David Goggins, and I don't care. I don't care. The fact of the matter is, it's two different things.
Goggins, I heard you want a piece. Challenge accepted. Just so you know, man, the only thing you ever beat me at in life is fucking run. But guess what? I don't have to fucking run. You run from me.
This is my last video about this. Sean Strickland, I know you're doing all this for clickbait. We had a DM the other day, me and you back and forth. I was pretty much DMing you because, you know, you call me a bitch and talk about my military career and going out here once again trying to, like you said in your DM, trying to be a clown. You're an MMA fighter and also you're a comedian. So, you know, I'm not much of a comedian at all. I'm old school man, bro. So, you know, you go out here calling people bitch and shit like that, saying, you know, no Navy SEAL can hang with you training. I was responding to all those videos you did. I've never met you. You never met me. And you ran your mouth. You wanted to spar with me and all this other stuff, man. You were born in 1991, I believe. I was born in 1975. Talk about me being old, me being beat up. Once again, I know you're trying to clickbait all this stuff. I'm an old-fashioned man. I am older than you. 16 years older than you. So I don't do all this, let me get clickbait shit. You want to say you can fuck me up in training? I responded to that video to you, and this is what I said. You have yet to...
Anytime you want to train with me, let me know. So David Goggins is asking him to train with him, and Sean is asking him to fight him. It's just like, what is Sean going to get out of fighting an older dude anyway? I just don't understand this beef, do you?
No, I don't. Which makes sense then. Is it clickbait? Is it a clickbait fight? You know, there are YouTubers that have started. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but there are people who have started fights with other people on social media, and then it got real, and it went from a social media fight to a real time face to face exchange. Sometimes that doesn't go very well. You know, it would be nice if these two gentlemen met and maybe made peace and also respected each one another's in particular skill set and strengths.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't see why Sean Strickland is threatened by this guy, if that's the word you want to use. I don't see why he's even messing with David Goggins. Leave him alone. He's got his little gig he's doing. I admire David Goggins. I mean, I don't follow him. I don't watch his videos. But from what I can see, David Goggins seems like a nice guy, good dude. And he's trying to inspire people. Leave alone. I don't see what it's kind of like, you know, I've watched a lot of videos of, you know, of people that call out. And I can understand the stolen valor thing. I do understand that still. But there's stolen valor in boxing. There's people that go around saying, I was a champ, I was a boxing champ, or I'm a UFC champ, and I know they weren't. Or I know they got some plastic title they won at some bullshit club they were fighting at or whatever. And I don't care. You know, that like it's like, okay, that makes you happy. The truth is the truth. That makes you happy at the end of the day. But have at it, bro. You know what I mean? Like that's cool. I know what the real deal is. I'm not threatened. I'm not insecure. I just find this stuff to be just childish. There's bigger problems in the world to worry about right now, like the stuff we talk about, like the stuff, world politics, man. Like, though, that's the true war that we should all be paying attention to right now, not this sideshow bread and circus crap that I'm talking about myself. So what's this, Rosangelo, the Las Vegas Sphere, the future of entertainment? Now, I've seen this.
Yeah, this video is amazing.
All right, folks, we're going to talk about it. Now, I've driven past this many times. I've seen this sphere. I knew the person that had the concept, and I'm not going to say her name, but she was like in works with China to do something like this. It was called the, it was going to be called the Rock Dome, and it was going to be all... what is it? Let me see. Wow. This is insane. It's all, this is just, I can't even believe what I'm looking at here. Is this up in Vegas right now? Is this playing in Vegas right now?
Well, from what I gather, they're going to be back again in December for a few more shows. And this is a part of Anima, which is a hybrid persona simultaneously coexisting in digital and physical realms. And according to their description, is manifested through a multidisciplinary approach. We discover a trifecta that is part digital artist, part electronic music creator, and part metaphoric reality performer.
Wow.
And so this thing is called they present Anima, the End of Genesis, which is going to be live on December, at the end of December. There's a couple of dates there. And... yeah, I mean, this sphere is pretty freaking amazing. Inside the sphere is pretty amazing itself. It also gives people like a trepidation because inside the sphere you have like humanoid robots. I believe there are five. It could be more. I'm not sure. That people can interact with and ask questions, etc.
Interact with?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, look at this. Man, the world's getting crazy, isn't it?
Very Man. Crazy.
What's this right here?
This gives you an inside look of what this is. The sphere, I mean.
And finally, it's the glittering new addition to the Las Vegas skyline. You've probably seen what it looks like from the outside. But tonight, ahead of the grand opening, Gadi Schwartz takes us inside the sphere.
Right off the Vegas Strip is the future of entertainment in a way only science fiction could predict. Some calling it eye-catching. To others, it's out of this world.
I've seen it when it was that. Actually, I was just there, and it was the moon, and with this face right here.
And when words fail, there's always an emoji.
But this 366-foot shimmering exosphere is just the beginning, because what's inside there is even more mind-blowing.
What is your name?
My name's Gadi.
And I'm Jim.
This is inside there. This is what is going on inside this thing. This is crazy.
We met before. Welcome to Sphere.
What just beyond five today? Aura robots is a taste of the most baffling sound system in the world.
You're isolating each instrument.
I'm isolating each instrument into a beat.
All of this starting with a simple sketch from Jim Dolan, owner of some of the most storied venues on Earth, who decided to reimagine entertainment with a $2.3 billion gamble in the desert.
What was your reaction when you saw it turn on?
Well, I was enchanted too. I mean, it was awesome. We designed it, we visualized it, and it's so big.
And finally, inside the sphere within a sphere, 168,000 square feet of high-definition LEDs, 167,000 speakers, 17,000 seats, and 10,000 of them powered.
So is it like a stadium? Is that what it is? It's a round stadium and everything happens at the bottom? Or what goes on here?
You know, I have to say that this has now become a bucket list item for me to visit because I want to see the layout myself. It's pretty intriguing.
I've never been inside. Like I said, I've passed it a dozen times. I've never been inside.
By haptics.
It's impossible to describe, right? It's like trying to explain what a peanut butter and jelly sandwich tastes like to somebody who's never tasted one.
This weekend, U2 claiming the first residency, followed closely by another fully immersive experience called Postcards from Earth, all about this even bigger sphere that we all call home. Gotti Schwartz, NBC News, Las Vegas.
Wow. Man, geez, this is things are getting crazy, Los Angel.
So yeah, if you want to conclude with this little clip, this.
Hey, 99% of people with an IRA or
the digital dollar Trojan horse known as FedNow has been stealthily deployed across U.S. bank accounts. This is.
So there are three little clips here.
So what is it that we're looking at? Is this what's inside the dome, or what is this?
These are performance clips that are affiliated with the first with that humanoid robot breaking out of the sphere.
Yeah.
And it's just me showcasing what people can experience if they at the show. And this is going to be playing at the sphere again. I think they did one performance, if not mistaken. But, you know, this is sort of blending that the humanoid AI robotic experience. And these three clips sort of start laying out like a merger and to the end of the clip, which is a little disturbing.
To me, it's like they're getting ready for us to accept this AI transhumanist agenda, right? That's what I see here. That's what they're promoting. That's what this is. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And, you know, nothing like entertainment to be a perfect vehicle to entrain people into the acceptance of the AI humanoid human experience.
This is scary stuff, folks. So you're showing clips, different stuff here. The one last breath I'm waiting to take till you come and this is a total mockery of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy what we're seeing right here. Total mockery.
It's art. It's art. That's what they say. It's just art. You're just being a conspiracy theorist. Till you come and
have to love merging robots. After time's up, can you feel me now? Can you hear 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 me now? Isn't it crazy, Rosangel, when you're awake, how you can see the agenda so clearly?
Very
what
clearly.
What they're trying to do.
Right. Like. We'll be right back.
Gosh, that's
so. The way I interpreted that is that the human being passed away, and the soul was in now it's housed in her body
into the AI.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it transferred soul breath.
Right, and it's almost to me, this is hinting at like the celebration of the end of humanity, right? A lot of people for many years in different circles have been saying there are different versions of humans and some of us are the outdated version. I'm not saying I buy into these things. I'm just saying like
yeah, that's what people
there's
are saying.
People that have this mindset and they're pushing it. And they're also pushing this idea that we're worthless human beings.
Yeah.
And
we need to stop. We need to stop reproducing. We got to start taking care of the world. And but yet here comes the AI. Oh, man, this is scarier than Terminator. If you really look at it, this is the Terminator was just machines that you could fight against. This is something we can't really fight against. It's all spiritual awareness. We need to, this is a spiritual war. This is coming whether we like it or not. I mean, this is a very scary time for humanity, man. I don't, and it's all starting with guess who? Harris. So here we go, you know, folks.
The way I see this as like something that kind of goes together is that we've been introduced in this recent months to AI moving very quickly, to chat GPTs, to cheap fakes, AI. We don't know if anybody's using these things or how long they've been using these things to weaponize it, to lead us to the masses. Let me give you that. There's a lot of fake stories out there. Like, today there was a fake story going around that RFK had canceled some scheduled dates and was considering about dropping out and endorsing Trump. And people went with it and were sharing it everywhere. And that included yours truly, because I saw, you know, you see who's sharing it. You think that it's catching fire. You assume is right. And I made a big mistake. Thank God I have people connected to the super PAC that were like, correct the record. This is fake news.
Yeah,
so
it's
we're here
like
also admitting when we need to correct the record ourselves.
So it's almost like the next best thing, since they can't censor and block anymore. They're just like, you know what? Throw all disinformation and misinformation out there and confuse the masses. Nobody's going to know what's real, what's not. This is about to get insane. And I bet you, and I'm going to tell you, folks, get ready, because the November election is going to be crazy. It's no one's going to know what's real, what's not, who won, who lost. I bet you that's what's coming. Rose Angel, thank you for joining me once again for another excellent entertainment episode. These are fun to do. It's fun to brainstorm and just gossip a little bit with someone like you. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Something that I would love to end or wrap out with, if it's okay, is that I think this highlights community, why it's so important for us to make sure that we are in loyal relationships of any kind, working, that we understand the general makeup. Like, for example, my sister and I understand each other. So if whenever there's been stuff in the past where people are like maybe delivering a little fake news of one or the other, because we know each other's character so well, then we understand, you know, what could be real, what could be not. Imagine this when there's an explosion everywhere against all types of media, content creators, and all of these little spaces that we're bringing to you. The common thing is that people who are like-minded need to be in little pockets, because at the end of the day, you know, the Bible always says, and a lot of people with wisdom believe half of what you hear and nothing, see and nothing, I forget it. something like that. You know what
something
I'm saying?
Like that. Like,
the point is that your eyes and your ears could deceive you. So keep that in mind when we're moving into this, the heart and the intuition, all that knows.
Stand in your faith, pray, because this is about to get so crazy, so far out there, that you're going to really have to just decipher it with prayer. That's just the way I'm going to have to do it. That's what I do. I follow my instincts ever since I quit drinking. It's like my antennas went up and my sensories went up. I have a heightened sense of being now, and I'm just, my intuitiveness just shot through the roof. So, folks,